Joining us now is the former Republican Party chairman of Erie County and current member of the Republican. Let me get this straight. The Republican, the Amherst Republican Committee. Is that correct, Bob?
Yeah, I became chairman of the Amherst Committee in October of 2024. So just a little over 14, 15 months ago.
Yeah, my mail tends to become a little bit late.
They brought me out of retirement, Tom.
Well, I don't think you ever retire from that line of work, quite frankly. It seems to me to be a pretty lifelong situation. So, Carl Calabrese wanted me to tell you that he thinks you look very old and that he is your intellectual superior.
I know where that's coming from.
because somebody's a little bit older in that particular friendship, something like 7 days. Oh, that would be you, Bob.
Yeah, that would be me. Exactly 1 week, and I've been hearing it from Calabrese for the last 40, 50 years. For 1 week, 7 days, I get a phone call, a text, and I even get a birthday card from him every year telling me that I'm 1 year older than he is. But I'm a lot smarter because I have those days of experience over him.
It is good to have friends who cherish you. Bob, first things first, today, big ruling from the Supreme Court. I don't know that I didn't expect it, but the Trump tariffs, no go. Did you expect anything different?
No, you know, really, you know, we did. I didn't, and I think a lot of people didn't. And I'm disappointed in the Supreme Court's decision. Obviously, you expect the Democrats are going to oppose anything that Trump does. If Donald Trump cured cancer tomorrow, the Supreme Court would overturn it. It's just the way it is in America right now, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that this was overturned, but I have confidence in President Trump that he'll find a way to continue to have the leverage he needs against these foreign countries that have been ripping America off for way too long. And just look what's happened when the tariffs went in place in the past few months. I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars of foreign investment in America that are creating new plants, new manufacturing facilities, and, Tom, they're creating new jobs.
Bob, will the decision by the Supreme Court today kind of put an end to that? Will it stop anything in progress? Will it prevent any new development from happening?
Well, it probably is going to have a pause, but, you know, there are still other acts that I think the president can leverage to continue to do some of the things he's going to do. I think he announced this afternoon he's going to impose a 10% tariff. Mm-hmm. But you go back to, I'm not a great historian, Tom, but, you know, I was reading some of the material today after the decision came down, and you got the International Emergency Power Act of 1977 and the Tax Act of 1974, which does allow the executive branch to impose certain tariffs. I mean, the ruling today didn't say that, you can't impose tariffs. It just addressed some of the specific issues with regard to what he did do.
I asked Carl the same question, but why is it that every time President Trump wants to do something, there are a million people in line trying to sue against having him do something? And I don't remember, Carl, take two, I don't remember, Bob, any other president, at least in my lifetime, who has been met with such, I'll call it, judicial insurrection.
Well, yeah, you're right, Tom. And, it's frustrating. You can get angry about it, or you can continue to persevere as Donald Trump has been trying to do. Hey, look, 76 million Americans voted for Donald Trump in the 2024 election. They voted for him because of the promises that he made. And by the way, those are promises that are being kept by this president. He vowed to make America great again. He vowed to balance the trading between our foreign allies and in some cases not foreign allies. And he's done that. He generated in 7-8 months hundreds of billions of dollars of new investment because these other foreign countries were ripping us off and they were costing us jobs. Donald Trump's doing what he said he was going to do and that 76 million Americans said they wanted him to do. And why do the Democrats continue to just, they don't have an agenda. They don't have an agenda that's positive to make America great again. All they do is fight what Donald Trump is trying to do to make America great again. What's the Democratic answer? What do they have solutions? Do they have a plan? No, their only plan is stop Donald Trump. And Americans ought to wake up and understand that. By the way, 76 million Americans did, and that's why he got elected, or should I say, reelected.
Bob Davis is our guest on News Radio 930 WBEN, 803-0930 in the 716, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Speaking of the Supreme Court, Carl, and the makeup of the Supreme Court, obviously, it always, well, in some senses, it seems unpredictable. Some of the justices are very predictable. Some of, and actually, there are a couple of them that seem to go all over the place. Some of the dependable yet older, more conservative justices, in the interest of the country, Bob, could anything be done to encourage them to retire so that they could be replaced by, you know, 25-year-old conservatives?
That's not going to happen, Tom. I mean, you know, you get appointed to the Supreme Court, it's a lifetime appointment. It's your decision when to step down. And, you know, it's a pretty good job. How many times a year do they meet? Question mark?
I think they actually work more than I do, which is very interesting. But no, it would seem, look, obviously the dependable conservative votes, they have a certain way of looking at things, and it kind of seems to me that you want to get people there who are a lot younger just in case the next president happens to be Kamala Harris.
I absolutely think you're making a great point. But, you know, that's not just happening at the Supreme Court, Tom. That's happening at the federal courts, the local federal courts. You know, President Trump got elected, and as president, he has the ability to appoint justices to local federal courts. By the way, he also has the power to appoint United States attorneys in all of the different jurisdictions across the country. And he's done that for the last year plus that he's been president, but the Democrats in the Senate have been able to block it. And so that you got carryover appointees, whether it's in these U.S. attorney's offices, and you have the same situation where you got opportunities to appoint federal judges that aren't being confirmed by the United States Senate because the Democrats have the ability to block it. And it's like everything else the Democrats do that Donald Trump wants to attempt to do to make America great again. They block it. They block it, but they don't have any solutions. They have no answers. They are just, you know, they're hell-bent to stop anything that Donald Trump is attempting to do. And again, he ran and he told the American people what he was going to do, and 76 million of them voted him into office. Why can't he implement his agenda? Why do the Democrats keep putting up roadblocks, whether it's at the congressional level or at the court level? I don't know, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems weird that the president has certain powers under the Constitution, yet even with those powers falling in the purview of many of his initiatives, there's always a lawsuit. There's always a legal channel challenge, and I don't recall any other president in my lifetime ever having to face so much opposition, not to mention so much negative media coverage.
I'm as frustrated as you are expressing yourself right now. I mean, they talk about, you know, they denounced the big, beautiful bill. Well, I just saw a report this week, Tom, where so far, the average income tax, IRS tax refund to Americans is up 14.2% this year over last year. That's the big, beautiful bill. I mean, that's 14.2% more money in your pocket that's not going to the federal government. That was Donald Trump. Why do the Democrats try to beat back on that bill all the time? I don't understand it.
Bob,
but Americans aren't paying attention.
I can only tell you that every single day on my cell phone, every single article I receive about anything involving President Trump, it is always pejoratively worded. It is always a negative spin. They will put the worst possible spin on any story, and it just doesn't stop.
Well, and you hear about it, you see it. Mainstream media is no friend of Donald Trump's. Never happened. They weren't in his first term, and they aren't now, right now. But, you know, again, Donald Trump made promises. People elected him. And, by the way, he is fulfilling his promises. Promises made, promises kept. The Democrats are trying to block everything he's trying to do. And they have no answers.
Yeah. I did register with a party. Unfortunately, Bob, it was the Conservative Party, just so you're aware. Didn't want you to feel stabbed in the back. Bob Davis is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. We started, as we did with Carl Calabrese, talking about the Supreme Court ruling against President Trump's tariffs. And, you know, I would like to revisit some of what we talked to about Carl Calabrese, but I'm going to switch gears on that. Just one more question, really. That is, the president's popularity numbers, President Trump 2.0, this point in his second term, compared to other presidents in the same area, how does he rank popularity-wise?
Well, you know, that depends which president you want to compare it to. Tom, you want to talk about Jimmy Carter, an 18.2%?
Well, how about since 2000, the year 2000? How about since George W. Bush?
Well, you know, again, 76 million Americans voted for him just a year and a half ago. He got elected, reelected. I mean, yeah, his popularity is probably, you know, I haven't seen the latest polls, Tom, but it's probably about average to what a president at this point of his second term would be.
And
he's got. There's no question. The people that don't like Donald Trump, you're not gonna move them. Yeah, as I said, he could announce tomorrow that cancer has been cured, and nobody's going to say that he's doing a great job. The people that hate Donald Trump will hate him until he leaves office, whenever his next term expires.
Yeah, there's a very interesting dynamic going on, which I'm having a hard time explaining how a guy who was once so popular in mainstream media with his TV show suddenly becomes persona non grata.
Well, it's because of the mainstream media, predominantly right now. They're the ones that are driving public opinion.
Hey, well, I've got you, Bob. A few more words about voter ID. We talked about this before. I realize that. But when you've got an issue where, again, this is going to be repetitive, an issue where most Americans, 84% of Americans, Republicans and Democrats, support voter ID, but the Democrat politicians, unlike their voters, are still fighting tooth and nail against voter ID, what are we to do with that info?
Tom, let me tell you, I got a photograph sent to me about 3 weeks ago, and it was a picture of a sign in a stanchion outside of the convention center in Albany, and inside that building was the governor of the state delivering her State of the State message, and it said, State of the State, welcome. Please present a photo ID before entering. Come on. That's the nonsense, Tom. I'll send you the photograph. You'll laugh again.
Well, I'm all for a good laugh, but
you can't get in to listen to Kathy Hochul's nonsense without a photo ID, but you can vote without a photo ID. Doesn't make any sense.
It really, you know what, Bob? It really, really doesn't. And somehow, I want to cook up some popcorn and watch, but it's kind of too serious for that. And
I had a friend of mine tell me, Tom, that they went into a pharmacy to get some Sudafed, and it was behind the counter. They had to produce a photo ID to get their Sudafed.
Now, yeah, because you could make a lot of meth out of a box of Sudafed.
I have an occasional cigar with my good friend Carl Calabrese, and you go into a gas station to buy a pack of Swisher Sweets, which I do every now and then.
Oh, good Lord.
I got to produce a photo ID. And I'm not 18 years old, so that's not why they're asking for it. And I don't look 18, although some people may say otherwise.
You remember the McCarthy hearings? Remember the guy who said, have you no decency? Have you no humanity? That's what I'm going to say to you, Mr. Davis, about Swisher Sweets? A gentleman such as yourself should be enjoying $35, $60, $100 cigars.
Yeah, you know, if Calabrese is listening, I'm going to get a phone call tonight, but I hang up with you.
At least you didn't say blunts, so there's that.
The White Owl Wallop?
Yeah, my dad used to drink those Philly used to smoke those Philly blunts like they were good out of style. And Dutch Masters, remember those?
There you go.
Bob, thanks a million. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you, Tom. Have a great weekend.
I most certainly shall.